The Toxophilite Chronicles. Back to School Archery Style. By David McCaffrey. Featured in fourth issue of the Irish Field Archery Monthly e-zine. Hi all, and may I say it's wonderful to see the IFAF and CIFA calendars full of the year's events ahead. I can't wait to get into the forests and pepper a few trees. Absolutely spoiled for choice with shoots all year long. Fantastic. You have all heard the saying you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I am a bit of an old dog in archery terms. I'm still not 50 though, yet, but that's not too far off either. Archery is one of those pursuits that you never stop learning, and that challenge is one of the big reasons it can be so enjoyable. Recently I had the absolute pleasure of attending the IFAA Level 1 instructor course organized by IFAF. It was kind of a bucket list thing for me for many years, and I have no real reason to explain why it took me so long to get around to this. I suppose if you go back far enough, these courses were not so well organized or accessible to many archers. It's not much of an excuse, and I fear laziness and complacency on my part is more to blame. The course was held in St. Mary's Sports Hall in Portlaoise and hosted by Leash Archers. Nick Anton organized it and did an incredible job coordinating everything. Imagine a school classroom surrounded by archery toys and targets. I wish secondary school was like that. I would have been bolt upright in the seat paying attention to the teacher instead of looking out the window. We gathered on a fine Saturday morning on 15th January and got to meet the rest of the class over tea and coffee with plenty biscuits. There were some familiar faces, old friends I hadn't met since before lockdown, and a few new faces, which was a nice experience to meet some new archery nuts. I had read the Level 1 course outline before attending the course but didn't really know what to expect. It was exciting, however. To my surprise, we were asked to get our own bows ready almost immediate, as there was a short session of us shooting under Wellesley's watchful eye. Somewhat intimidating if you're not used to having a coach watch you as you shoot, but all part of the experience. After a few ends of shooting, the classroom session began in earnest. Admittedly, there is a good bit of death by PowerPoint in any course, so that element of it isn't the most exciting, so we'll spare you the details, but the first slide that went up asked the question, "Why do we want to become an instructor?" Which got me thinking. Wellesley M.C. Gown was our Level 3 instructor giving this course. Fantastic job, Wellesley. And as he went around the class asking the above question, we had several answers to this question, such as to help new archers or to learn from our students. I must admit I was struggling to come up with a proper answer for myself, as I had never asked myself this question before. By the end of the course, I'd have my answer. The course alternated between classroom sessions and practical, and before long we were back on the range, only this time using beginner equipment. The objective was to work on using back tension to improve our release. It was a bit funny to see how difficult it was to hit the X when only 10 yards away using a 20-pound training bow. Obviously, the point wasn't to be accurate, but to focus on form. It certainly had a leveling effect on my thoughts about my own ability. My arrows were anywhere but the middle. A training aid I hadn't come across before was brought into play, and that was basically a rubber band with a padded loop on one end and a handle at the other. The loop went around the archer's elbow on the string hand, and the handle represented the bow grip. It was remarkably effective at allowing the archer to feel the back muscles engage. Cartel make the training aid, and I felt after trying it, it is well worth adding to all our kits. Back in my day we used elastic bands to warm up, but the trick of looping it around the elbow was ingenious and a new one on me. After some more informative slides and gems of information from Wellesley, he mentioned the dreaded role play. Now if you're anything like me, you'll instantly feel nervous at the thought of having to act something out in front of a group. As it turned out, the exercise was enjoyable and fun. The idea was we split into groups of three and basically take turns being the instructor, the novice, and the scorer. A score sheet was provided with each aspect of coaching a new archer listed. It was surprisingly difficult to remember all the steps while doing this exercise. It was also good fun with plenty camaraderie and a fair helping of hopping balls. One very interesting video presentation featured two Olympic archers in split screen and the coach talking about the very tiny amount of time it takes the arrow to leave the bow from the moment of release. essentially the most important 0.2 seconds of the shot. Fascinating to watch the archers in slow motion. It brought up some interesting chat during lunchtime. What struck me most was just how identical the two archers were. The shot cycle and movement were almost perfectly in sync. It reveals why the top archers in the world are so good. The form for every step in the shot cycle is practiced to perfection to ensure repeatability and consistency. Outdoors, we practiced ranging 3D targets. Probably something most of us struggle with, as it takes serious practice to get good at it. We learned some different methods of ranging and then tried to apply them. I'll be the first to admit I was way off on the two longest distances. I was convinced a target set at about 45 yards was closer to 60. Ah well, practice makes perfect, as they say. All in all, it was a wonderful learning experience, and to my mind the answer to the first question is simple now. Having a qualification behind you combined with experience is invaluable. It validates your advice and instruction. It's not just your opinion being offered. The satisfaction of helping someone to overcome an obstacle in their shooting which is causing such frustration as to warrant the archer quitting this lovely sport is immense. Over the years, I've had the privilege of helping club mates and newcomers alike, and I look forward to many more years of archery doing the same. The interesting thing about coaching is that you have to trouble the comfortable and comfort the troubled. Rick Charlesworth. Food for thought.